Proclamation number 3276, dated the October 1st, 1944. Time of grace. Speaker, forerunner of the Lord. Listen to the message of God's Spirit. A time of grace has commenced, and if you are willing to strive for the kingdom of God, you can feel its blessing. The beings of light are obviously and perpetually at work to impart gifts of grace from the spiritual kingdom to the human beings on earth. Beings of light are embodied on earth to serve people as spiritual guides during the last days. The thoughts of people who strive towards God will be enlightened and thereby closer to the truth. God's love will express itself in times of earthly hardship by bringing help wherever it is requested. Devout people will accomplish extraordinary things and the power of faith will become evident. And thus many blessings will manifest themselves, because the opposition will also use every means to cause spiritual distress to people and God wants to visibly help them. And during this time of grace a man will appear whose spirit is from above, whose soul is totally united with the spirit within himself and who therefore speaks what the spirit reveals to him, absolute truth in all clarity. God himself will speak through him, he will remind people to persevere or caution them not to abandon him. And this speaker is the forerunner of the Lord. When he appears, the coming of the Lord is close at hand. This man will considerably increase the extent of grace as he will be immensely supportive to the believers and offer unbelievers an opportunity to believe, for he is alive with strength and might and will have considerable influence on people who listen to him. His words will ignite and spread like wildfire through the country where he will work. He will speak without fear and hesitation, he will inform people and draw their attention to the coming of the Lord in the clouds and to the last judgment. Yet not many people will believe him because most people no longer want to know God in the Spirit, and thus their thinking is completely adverse. In short, they neither understand nor make use of the extraordinary gift of grace. Consequently, the end is inevitable. For the abyss will open and devour everything that does not recognize God and rejects his word. God is forever giving, and whatever he gives is an undeserved gift of grace designed to help people to mature even during these times of suffering. Whether he gives sorrow or joy, it always helps the person to lift his soul to God, it is always pointing to him. It is always a coaxing and guiding him onto the right path, it is always grace. And when this man arrives, the amount of grace for people will also increase, because he is surrounded by and emanates light which flows to him from the spiritual kingdom. He passes on knowledge, his word is utter wisdom and strength and can be easily accepted, because it is offered convincingly and can be understood by people if they listen to him carefully. God's love makes it easy for people to believe by sending them his messengers with unusual strength by which alone they can be known as messengers from heaven. But he will be attacked from all sides, and only few understand his mission and stay with him, only few draw strength from his words. But they will receive strength and grace in abundance and be able to resist the world's confrontations, the hostilities which now take place openly. The last days will be extraordinarily difficult but also extraordinarily merciful, for God will reveal himself wherever a heart in distress opens itself to receive his grace. And thus it will certainly be possible to be victorious in the final battle on this earth, that the soul can emerge from it unharmed, that it gains eternal life if it prematurely passes away from earth, if it perseveres on earth until the end, that it will be physically removed from it by the Lord to begin a new life on the new earth. Amen.